everything that rocks.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
It really does feel good to be a gangster, Hunter.
Stretch it out.
Welcome to the
Come on.
Most gangster morning show, the gangster-esque.
I thought he said gangly, because that's more like a gangly morning.
We're about as gangster as Jamie Kennedy was in Malibu's Most Wanted.
Oh, right? Boy. Dude, that movie, why did they put that movie back on TV?
Dude.
Why is that running on any station? You know? Malibu's Most
did
Wanted.
Did I tell you? I can't remember if I've mentioned that. Like, I watched that the other day.
I
took time
How
out
do you
of
get
my...
through that movie?
Well, I saw it, and I kind of wanted to just throw on something. I was like, I'll just throw it on, just kind of in the background.
Dude, Jamie Kennedy, it's like, it goes, Malibu's Most Wanted, and then The Mask 2. Like, his two worst movies, just put him out of Hollywood.
Which, that's saying a lot, because Mask 2 is just a turd of a who approved these things? And look, I don't want to sit here and rag Jamie, because Jamie Kennedy has actually done some decent things.
He's done some great things. He's got a great podcast right now.
And even in some movies, he's had some serious roles where you're like, okay.
Scream, he was a big part of that movie.
What was that remake with Leo, the Romeo and Juliet one with Claire? He was like good, serious. But then for some reason, people greenlit The Mask 2 and Malibu's Most Wanted.
You know, I blame it on Jamie's agent. You know, you fire that guy or gal, whoever it is. You get rid of that person. God.
And I was. Like, I sat there and I shut it off. I didn't get all the way through because it is just, it's horrible. And you think, wasn't there people, like, during the filming of this that, like the camera
face
guys.
Face-palming the whole time. Just like, dude, I can't even film this.
Just looking at themselves like, are we, like, this isn't a joke. Is there actually film in this camera? Like, we shouldn't be filming this, right?
30 days into filming, like, one cameraman's like, God, I can't do it.
I'm done.
I don't want to be a part of this.
Who approved this? I'm literally leaving the industry because I don't want to be a part of any business that would allow this. You all should be ashamed of yourselves.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just do it's actually entertaining for the 2-minute preview on YouTube.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
The Mask 2. Just look up the trailer for it. Oh my God, dude, it is terrible.
Mask 2, Malibu's Most Wanted. Just horrible. So
cringe, man.
It's just time I'll never get back, and I'm mad at myself because I did it like three times. Anyway, but all right. Well, enough of our gangster morning show. We got to get to your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You know you gotta pump it. Yeah, pump it. Well, Hunter, it's a big day today. All right, because on this day, way back in, 1920 or so. Anyway, Prohibition ended, so we have National Beer Day today. Now, I don't know if they go hand in hand, but on this day back in history, Prohibition ended, and it's National Beer Day today. It's like it was meant to be, all right?
It was meant to be. I mean, that's why it's National Beer Day, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Or at least we'll say it is, because who's going to argue with us, all right? Come on.
Dude, so how long did Prohibition go for? I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything about it.
4 years, I think.
Dude, wow. Dude, people were sneaking booze in. You ever seen it, like all the old pictures?
I was
of, like, the old wagons they'd hide it in? And
oh, yeah.
Whatnot.
13 years, dude.
13 years?
Nationwide Prohibition lasted for 13 years.
Went dry for 13 years. Here's the thing. I'm willing to bet that those 13 years, people drank more during those 13 years than they did when it was legal.
Absolutely. Just because, like anything, when you tell us you can't do something, we just saw this with this pandemic.
You know
what I mean? When people are told that they can't do, they're like, I'm going to do exactly that. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just
wild, man.
You know, and it's crazy, too, how inventive and creative people got. I mean, you're making whiskey and not good stuff. I mean, you've been drinking turlet wine for 13 years. That can't be good for the body. But, and you know what kills me about Prohibition? It's just because it was a bunch of just tight-collared, you know, whiny-ass Karens back in the day. Can't be drinking.
Who's the person? You know, let's praise this person at the end of it. We're like, dude, come on. Just let him have some booze.
You know, maybe things would be
bad enough. It's 1930-something or 20-something, whatever year it was. Mostly, it's rough enough, guys. We need this stuff.
Indoor plumbing is still pretty new, guys. At least let me have a beer, for God's sake.
God, could you imagine being living in 1920 something sober?
Oh my God. I'm in 2022, and most days I don't want to be sober. Are you kidding me? Let's go when we didn't have air conditioning or indoor plumbing. All right, this is just nuts.
Yeah, but really, after the pandemic, man, I think some of us need that to come back.
That's, you know, we could take a break, because I drank like it was like I was in a speakeasy in 1925, you know? Right before I was raided by police. All right, it's unbelievable.
I had no idea that drinking was exponential. Just keeps getting worse and worse.
Installed a kegerator, for God's sakes. This is not good, guys. But so, yeah. So on National Beer Day, as we celebrate Prohibition ending, crack open a cold one or two or eight. It's not my first beer that's the problem. It's that 10th one that I have on a hot summer day.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
They do. They just go down so good, though, on a hot summer day.
Summer is dangerous. Summer is dangerous. Yep. But here we go. Beer is good. Beer is good. Beer is good.
Why can I drink like 10 beers? No problem. Not really. I mean, I'll be a little bit full. But if I drink like 10 sodas, dude, oh my God.
Yeah.
Could you imagine drinking 10 Mountain Dews?
That sounds awful. But 10 beers? That sounds like a Tuesday night.
It sounds like it's a daily thing. You know?
Maybe not a Tuesday night. All right, I don't want everyone to think I have a problem. Maybe like a Friday night. Friday night. There we go. Lastly, without scented candles, this world would just be a mess, wouldn't it, Hunter? Right? Your wife loves
scented candles. According to my wife. Right. She loves.
Don't blow up my candle. Thanks in here. A new poll found the average person spends $221 a year to make their home smell good.
That's only like four candles, too.
Yeah. Dude, if you're looking at Yankee candles, that's two and a half candles. Unbelievable.
Wait, I'll like try to avoid the candle section if we're walking together through the store, because I know if we go by that section, there goes $20.
Have you ever found yourself in the candle aisle and your wife is just shoving stuff in your face? Ooh, smell this.
Smell this one.
Ooh, smell that one. Oh my God, you're gonna smell this. And at a point, I just want to be like, I don't care.
Just they all smell good.
Just
pick one.
To be honest, they all just kind of smell the same to me, right? I don't know. I can't really tell a major difference.
You got COVID, that's for sure.
This one's got notes of lavender and lemon zest. I mean, okay, get whatever you want. Wait, how much?
It's just, dude, why? It's wax and a wick. Why is it $25 for a candle? It's got three wicks in there.
Here's the other thing, too, Hunter. It's 2022. I get it back in the day when Ebenezer Scrooge needed it to light up his walkway. All right, like when we had to have the streets illuminated by whale oil. Like candles were a big deal.
You're right.
It's 2022. We have LED light. All right, we have things that will.
It's amazing what we got.
Let's lose our mind over some candles that smell like denim. I don't know. Hey,
you know what? The power goes out. Come on over, Brock. Our house will be fully lit. It'll smell great, too.
I always hate it when the power goes out, because there's always that moment where my wife looks at me and it's almost like I told you so. And I'm like, no, don't even try and pull that you had this planned. All right. Nice try.
Did you make a candle back in the day as a kid, like in class? Did you ever do it? Or was that like church or something? I can't remember.
I don't think I ever made a candle. I spilled a candle on my crotch one time.
God, really?
Yeah.
On purpose, wasn't it?
No. Yeah, it was a weird night. No, we had a candle sitting by our turlet at the old farmhouse. And me, like just a psycho, as a little kid, I love fire. So I would take toilet paper. And I would light it on the candle, and I'd drop it down on the toilet while I was using the toilet.
Why?
One time, I knocked the candle over, hot wax all over my ding-dong. Yeah, gave myself a Brazilian on accident.
All right. Yeah. Did you leave it on there for a little bit, like you dip your finger in the candle wax?
I never screamed so loud in my life, Hunter. I was a young man with just candle wax all over. Made a cute little mold, though, of my penis. It was great.
Did it? Did you slowly pull it off? Try to keep it shape. Jesus. Here you go, Kiki.
Here's a mold of my wax mold of my penis. My and it's just blistered. I am completely ruined. Anyway, we go. We got beer on the anniversary of Prohibition ending, and Brock's candle wax penis mold.
Mold.
Dear God. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.